Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam. Welcome to Hey Fam. I may still have the hiccups.
This is day zero of
me having hiccups.
You having a hiccup. That was one of the executive orders President Biden signed.
Yeah, first thing. We got to give Levins the hiccups.
Yeah, he's been coughing for far too long on Hey Fam. His new speech impediment.
Yeah.
Actually,
is coughing a speech impediment?
For a podcast, yeah, it's okay, going to be like point. A road hazard. If you know, like, I wouldn't call a rock. I wouldn't call a banana a road hazard, but in the world of Mario Kart, okay, it's actually a road hazard. It's not a source of nutrition, a la Donkey Kong Countries 1-3 and
Returns, Tropical Freeze,
and what else is there? That's it.
What's the
Congo
hands?
One?
Yeah, Donkey Konga.
Yeah,
Jungle Beat.
What a wow! That's like Chekhov's gun, isn't it? It's like a banana in a video game. It can go either way.
Also, could be a gun.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could rob a bank conveniently with a banana if it's concealed the whole time and the teller's blind and you like stick it in
and has no sense of smell.
It has no sense of smell. Yeah. And and it's not a gorilla. Not a naked gorilla with a tie.
Unfortunately, all the bank tellers in our area are.
What's the go with no one wearing? Oh, I'm not going to go there.
No, please.
I was just like, why don't? Then it was just. I realized how hacky it sounded.
Go oh, cool.
That's well, no, it. I realized this isn't a podcast that people we're friends with. I was just going to speak about.
Hey, welcome
no
to
one
Hey
wears
Fam.
Pants
I'm
anymore.
Comedian Andrew Levins, and this is my friend comedian.
No,
Angus
I'm a
Truscott.
Provocateur. I'm going to start calling myself.
I'm going to call myself a disruptor. You can be a provocateur.
You're a disruptor, yeah, because you've got like
no, I can be the one of those people that's pushing 40 that still calls himself a young entrepreneur.
Yeah, you're a
young entrepreneur, Andrew Levins.
No, but disruptor's good because like you know you wear many hats.
True.
So the disruptor, I want to be I want to be someone who's almost pushing 40 and call them, what's that phrase that they always call like young upstart rappers, like Enfant Terrible.
Enfant
Terrible. Yeah. And I'm Enfant Terrible. Angus Truscott, and this is my co-host, Disruptor, former 25 under 25, 30 under 30.
Yeah.
Like, you should still put that in every bio despite being 36 soon. Just
yeah.
Going,
I used to have it like... Back before he was an old person, he was...
I'm going for 36 over 36. And they're just like 36 people.
36 people over 36.
Yeah, any of them. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jeremy Renner.
Kylie Minogue. Jeremy Renner. I'm just trying to do men and women because it's an inclusive
the lead singer
game.
Of Wheatus.
Yeah, Wheatus guy. Oh, the new Radicals lead singer because he made a big return. So as you can see, the inauguration... Is on my mind tenfold.
Oh, right. Who performed at the inauguration today?
New Radicals.
Really?
They came out of 22-year retirement.
Which song did they play?
They played this B-side. No one heard it.
That was like when Third Eye Blind were hired to play a Republican.
And everyone wanted them to play Semi-Charmed, right?
And they didn't. They only played like weird B-sides.
But they still took
And they kept dedicating it to science.
Yeah. I mean, still... That's not as enfant terrible as they thought they were because they still got paid to play the Republican do.
Yeah, sure. They pissed him off though, and Trump tweeted about them.
That's, I mean, lost in the ether. I'm still reeling. I catch myself looking at I mean, again, I've got to say, like, not a fan of Donald Trump, the person, but top three Twitter of all time.
Well, now that he's less of a threat to the world than he was a couple days ago.
He's gone back
ago.
To, like, the vibe pre-election.
I can throw your hat in the ring for him now.
Well, that, yeah, it's gone back to the vibe pre-election where you and I send each other the video of him complaining about Lady Ghostbusters daily. Like, yeah. It's gone back to him going like, oh, yeah, he's such a fucking clue.
Yeah, when you go on Angus's laptop and you type T in the browser bar, it goes up twitter.com/realDonaldTrump.
Yeah, and now it's... Sadly, this page is not... Well, it's my homepage. Now, I just always think my Wi-Fi is down because my page isn't loading. But, man, we started last week, but again, just some fucking absolute bangers. Like, the Heat King... like yeah. of tweeting, just telling that great one with the one where he was like, the reason why I love hitting back at an inverted commas sleaze bags is because I forget where he goes, it's much more better than going to psychiatry brackets, which I never will.
which I never have.
Yeah, just yeah. Like absolute unhinged stuff. And wow, I mean, what a decade. It's interesting that it's like the end of that decade as well. Like,
I'm also like, I love it when it's so obvious that someone doesn't have someone who tweets, like a famous person doesn't have yes. someone who does their Twitter for them.
Yep.
Like, it was so obviously him. No one else
yeah,
could be.
POTUS wasn't him. Like, at POTUS was obviously. Yep. And he like refused to stop tweeting. Refused advice constantly. Like,
yeah, please stop
like
doing
you know
this.
Biden doesn't.
Dad, stop
Biden
tweeting.
Doesn't know how to use the internet. And you know, like, Obama barely like looked at the tweets that he approved.
Obama but, just wanted to tweet about movies he likes.
Oh, no, the Kendrick Lamar song he likes every year. You know how he yeah. always makes a woke playlist and it has like a Sam Cooke song.
Half of the Hamilton score.
Yeah.
And a Kendrick song.
Hamilton. So I've returned to work this week just in a like very small.
This is an amazing
yeah.
find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to be doing some stalking around the block. Maybe... Well, I know a certain LMM won't be there because of the Australian cast and crew.
So you get to work and on your way up to your
yeah,
level.
Yeah, so I'm working at the moment just for a few days this week. The few of us have gone in, but the
this
ABC
after,
has...
Like, after like 10 months not in the office.
Yeah, it's been really weird. I don't know how to look at people. I found it quite overwhelming. Like, poor me. But it's been like, I've gotten very used to being alone and working and like way more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm way more efficient at home working. I get like... I just leave the bed and would punch out what would be like a couple hours of work in like a little bit less time. And then, you know, we'll then do chores like do laundry, cleaning, grocery shop. And all. I just kind of got really used to having these compact days filled of things. But now being in the office, I've realized like how like old world and slow that is and like yeah. chit chat
and
people.
Like getting there. Like
yeah, yeah, like I've been driving because I don't want us getting public transport if we can avoid it. And just like... I'm like, man, fucking traffic. Like, I used to, like, walk 10 meters from my bed to my, like, laptop to work. So, it's been really interesting. But we have this huge rehearsal space there, which other people rent out. And a few years ago, the Shrek musical was rehearsing. I think I probably sent you some photos for that.
Yeah, that's great.
But today, I saw a certain papyrus-esque font on a... fake looking parchment paper saying Hamilton rehearsals level 3. And it looks like that the Sydney leg, the first Australian leg, the maiden leg of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tony Award winning Hamilton is rehearsing so close. And I'm like, do I go in and start beatboxing? Like, do I
just go,
in and say I'm a feminist and just start like rapping and stuff? I'm going to go check it out tomorrow. I'm going to take some photos.
That's great. I mean, do you want me to like, should we print out some of the best lyrics? Maybe you can audition.
Well, what I might do is I've the Hamilton font and parchment is very easy to come by online. I might make some subterfuge and point arrows elsewhere.
That's great.
And bring Hamilton to me. Just take them to my car and just do some karaoke carpool like James
Steel
Corden.
Steal Ronald Mulligan or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Do some karaoke with him in the car and just like.
Tom Mulligan, I think his name.
Was that George Washington?
Oh yeah, I should have gone for that one.
Yeah, the obvious one.
Someone, yeah,
yeah.
I was trying for a Hamilton deep cut.
All
the Hamilton heads that listen.
Or the hammerheads.
Hammerhead sharks that listen.
Yeah, so that's fun. That's been a big thing.
You're gonna hear like that's gonna bleed through.
Yeah,
you'll be like,
can you imagine when I was? I'm like, I'm trying to work. Yeah, it was really weird. I felt like. Probably how you felt when you dropped the kids off at school for the first time ever and you're just like, oh, hope they're okay. But about me.
But yourself, like, yeah.
No, about Kitty. I'd spent a lot of time with the cat lately. And I was like, hope she's okay. No, I got home, she
you
like...
You didn't care about your cat in that situation. You were just caring about yourself? Or were you thinking about me?
Did you want about
me,
you?
You don't want me to care about you? Like, yes. Oh, I hope Angus is okay.
Yeah, that's actually what
at,
I meant.
At big boy school.
Yeah, yeah. I kept popping into neighbors' houses on the way to my house. Like, I'm going to work today.
If I'm not back by 6:30, I can be contacted on this number.
Yeah, my emergency contact is this. You can jump on third mic tonight.
And I'm allergic to peanuts.
Well, I'm not, but I'm willing eggs. To be finding it. Yeah.
You're allergic to eating.
My friend just found out his daughter's allergic to peanuts, but it's not from eating them.
What's she allergic to? Just
peanuts. Well, I'm like, well, how do you know?
Oh, right.
Get me in there. I'll give her one.
When, yeah,
I'll take
when,
the four.
When my kids were like 6 months, we did all the allergies.
You put peanuts in their mouth.
Peanuts, like prawns,
banana peels.
I wanted like, yeah, garlic, eggs. They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You don't want one of those kids.
Yeah, there's a kid at, there's a, like, I can't send Archie to school with peanut butter, which is fine, but I also can't send him there with eggs, like egg sandwich, like an omelet sandwich or fried rice.
Oh, look,
rice.
It's, trust fried me, rice with egg that shit's it. Never going to, oh, the fried rice is fine, but an egg sandwich is, he's just going to be farting heaps.
The eggs make you fart?
Absolutely, they do. They're known as like a huge gassy component, right?
Okay, right, I don't know. I guess I
they give me diarrhea, I'll be straight up.
Just melt like egg, and that's why people associate them with farts?
I don't know. I guess, wow, that was interesting.
Get Dr. Carl on the line.
I will.
Tell him to stop.
Well, maybe he's too
Hamilton.
Busy rapping in Hamilton. Yeah. Yeah. When I was a doctor, I could have saved your life.
So tonight on Hey Fam, I want to talk about WandaVision. We got two episodes of it. No, just me. Angus wants to talk about egg farts for 2 hours.
I want to talk about the inauguration.
And then I've also got to talk about that Scott Pilgrim game is back.
Oh, yeah. I played it.
I've been playing it.
That's
well.
All I have to say. No.
And I have some other cool tidbits. I've got a lot of fucking Japanese music.
I'm looking through my phone to see. I got a...
Inside of me at the moment are two wolves. One of them is a disgusting weeb. And the other one is someone desperate to get in touch with Irish culture. His own Irish culture.
Oh, yeah. That's really
via
interesting.
Via animation. So, we'll be talking about...
I'm just looking through my phone to see things that will... Because... Well, you and I had, we hung out Saturday. We hung out outside the pod.
It was Angus's birthday party.
Yeah,
the
we
big
booked
3-6
a...
Mafia.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw it up. Our Oscar-winning birthday, wasn't it? We went out. We had a ball.
Yeah.
It was a small crew, but in a smaller space.
It was extremely small space. Like every time the owner of the restaurant looked in, he was like concerned how many people were crammed into a small room.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We really took it there, didn't
so
we?
So we went to it like a Japanese...
it's like a full izakaya.
Do you reckon it was an izakaya?
Well, it's like a outside of Japan izakaya.
It's a dive.
Like there's no authentic izakayas here.
Yeah. But so we were in our own little room and...
like tatami room had like the cutout of the floor, like, you know.
Yeah. And there was like a massive... We got the big, you know, jug. Not jug. What is it? Like a...
Tower.
Tower. A tower of beer. We're smashing those.
Never ending.
There's fried chicken coming through, karaage, and then
some gyoza.
But
it was good karaage, huh?
Yeah, it was lovely.
It's really good.
We
you don't go there to eat. You go there to get fucking
because Angus has become addicted to an alcoholic beverage called Strong Zero.
Well, I always drink it in Japan, and it's been such a like when in Rome drink.
The only time I've ever drunk it in Japan is out of a vending machine.
Oh, see, I always get it from like the 7-Elevens,
yeah.
Stuff like that. I try out, they bring out seasonal flavors.
One.
And I like follow Strong Zero accounts and like know what's out there. Like I remember I had my first, they're actually cheaper than beer a lot of the time in Japan.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So the thing is though, it's 9% alcohol.
And 0% sugar.
0% sugar and just tastes like soft drink. It doesn't taste like alcohol.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So you can knock it back just like, oh, this is an odd tasting sweet
and if
beverage.
It's a hot day, you knock back a few, but you have two of them and you've had like five standard drinks.
Yeah, so I had four on Saturday night and then also we had sake and highballs and beer.
Yeah.
And when it, I just have like blackout moments.
So no one...
I haven't had blackout drunk moments in a
same.
Long time.
It's the Strong Zero. It is like, it is the Japanese Bundy and Coke, I think. I think it just... knocks you out. But everybody was funny the next day. Everybody reached out separately, just basically going, hey, was I okay last night? There's a couple hours I don't remember. And I think if everyone got back together, we could probably piece the whole night.
Well, B drove home, so she didn't drink much.
Yeah. But I'd be curious.
Oh, you want to do it your way?
I mean, my way's a lot more fun.
Okay, right, sure.
It's very Hateful Eight. We just get in a room together, except the Grateful Eight. But everyone was great. We had some former Hey Fam guests there. Noon.
Jen,
I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
You and me. Yeah.
I was most excited to find out that when I got there, there were two people that finished Shark Game, including your
Nick
friend Nick.
And Lloyd.
He's platinumed it. Lloyd had just finished it.
Lloyd finished it. Nick platted it.
Nick
yeah,
is
yeah,
platinum
yeah.
shark.
A couple of Manhunters were...
So I just got to talk about Manhunter for a good 8 minutes or so. It was
and
great.
Noon was the first one there. I got there and it was Noon first before I got there, which is always... He's a very punctual boy and I love that.
Yep.
Couldn't have asked for anything better.
But man, Strong Zeros, I don't need to ever have one again in my life.
And unless the funny thing was the really next day someone came and dropped flavor. Me a present who couldn't make it. And it was a bag, a gift bag. I was like, oh, what's in here? And they're like, oh, no, you love Strong Zero. And like four separate new flavors, including a milk tea flavored one.
Yeah.
Which I imagine
maybe
is like
I do want that, like a Kalpas.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I think it's a new Kalpas flavor. It's like this season's flavor.
So those kind of drinks that don't taste alcoholic in the slightest, but get you absolutely shit-faced, they would have been great in high school.
Yes.
When you don't want to taste alcohol.
So
but now
here they're like $9, but in Japan they're equivalent like $3 Australian.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, well, I'll get two of those.
When Thea and I were in Takayama, which is like a little town in like Japan, like north of Kyoto, like a very small population mountain town, famous for beef.
You got beef there?
Well, we stayed in a traditional Japanese hotel, and then there
a
was
ryokan.
There was a vending machine out like across the road. And just one night we just went. I just went and spent like probably $20 on alcoholic beverages.
So good.
And we both got blackout drunk.
Yeah, they will do that.
Yeah, and I woke up like in pain because we tried to do it on a traditional Japanese bed, which is not a mattress. It's just the floor.
It's the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does. That's why they don't have sex over there. It's like a declining sex. It is. It's like the lowest birth.
Just buy some mattresses, Japan.
Fixed. Problem solved. Yeah.
Koala, get over there.
Yeah, seriously. I felt pretty fine though the next day. I think I just like stopped drinking at one point. The birthday person, like drinks just gravitate towards them.
Oh, I mean, everyone was like in your immediate area. So I think any drink that you didn't have, I took a lot of them.
Every 5 minutes a door was opening with stacks of Strong Zero.
I'm not drinking now for almost 2 months.
Yeah, wow.
I'm doing a challenge at my gym, and I also just want to like lose all the weight I put on during COVID. So I'm gonna try. I'm eating right. Like last week, I was such a dickhead. I made sure I had like in like all my meals. It went like pizza, burger, fried chicken, schnitzel, like all the stupidest.
So you won't be having the McDonald's onion rings.
Unfortunately, not.
Well, I guess I'll have to have them and tell you.
Well, I mean, I already live vicariously through you when it comes to McDonald's anyway.
Oh, you bought me the bacon. Yeah. So look, more of an update. Now this week's McDonald's update.
But yeah,
the day after my birthday, I made an actual crispy McBacon.
Yeah, because even though everyone knows the birthday presents I gave to you two episodes ago, on your party night, you've got to get a birthday present then too.
Yeah, of course.
So I tracked down
some Baconase.
A bottle of Baconase.
Which then I also bought myself.
So Angus now has two bottles of Baconase.
You can't have too many, yeah.
At one point, you smeared it all over your face.
I did it there like a moustache. I wanted to test it.
But a Baconase moustache.
Yeah, I was...
It'll catch on.
I was going for the Trog's Trough, you know, when he's put some on your upper lip. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going for. R.I.P. Fred Willard.
Always.
My second favourite theatre masturbator. After myself, after Pee Wee
Paul
Herman.
Rubens, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman, come on.
Pee Wee Rubens.
He's around friends. Next day I was like, I feel kind of ratchet, but I'm going to do some grocery shopping. I don't know why, like the worst thing to do when you've had a big night out.
I had to DJ for 5 hours.
Yeah, that's heinous. That's worse than grocery shopping.
It was awful.
But then on the way back, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to order. I'm not going to panic. I have the Baconase. Ordered the components required for the crispy McBacon, came back here and ate it, and I must say it is so good.
So for those who weren't listening last week for some reason, the crispy McBacon is an Italian McDonald's menu item.
Yeah.
And it is two beef patties, one slice of cheese, crispy bacon, and then bacon sauce.
Yeah. Which you can't get it anywhere else.
I've watched multiple
Italian chefs making it.
Yeah. Of Italian chefs trying to make it at home.
See, the thing is, I get that. I like that. I appreciate it. But I think the most fun is using the McDonald's components.
Yeah, sure.
So I think what I had was possibly
the closest.
They
don't need to use the McDonald's components. They can just buy the burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean buy? Yeah, making everything from scratch here. Totally.
Yeah, making from scratch here. I'm just like, you already got the experts down the road.
Yeah.
Literally, I do.
Yeah.
So on the way back, I was like, I'm hitting that, and came back here, ate it, and I felt it was so good.
So double.
I got a double quarter pounder.
Yep.
I stripped it of sauce and mustard and the sliced onions.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love the sliced onions, it just doesn't belong. And also, it pained me to say, but I took the gherkin off because the gherkin wouldn't fit on
Fucking
that.
Regular J Balvin over here.
Oh, look, I'm a gherkin head. Trust me. I'm a G-man. But I took that off and put that bacon sauce on. I was curious to see. I only put it on top, like where they've got it. I didn't put it in between, and took that first bite. And I tell you what, it was incredible. Next stop is, I've went to a McDonald's again just to see what is on the machine. So the Build Your Own Burger has really downgraded over the last few years here. So if you order an Angus style burger, you can take off the rasher bacon and put on the crispy bacon, but not on regular burgers.
Oh, damn.
So I might have to start hacking somehow and taking like a quarter pounder.
What about, why don't you do a crispy bacon with Angus patties? That'd be pretty good.
It's got to be the quarter pounder patties.
Okay, you're a realist.
What are the Angus patties like?
Just like beefier, a little bit bigger.
Okay, you're right.
I think they're very different.
They're not, are they?
No. It's still not actually.
But the Angus burgers come on those dumb, like, not dumb, but the like cheeseburger style buns. I want that seedy quarter pounder bun. That's what I mean. It's just like they don't want you to make a crispy McBacon in Australia. Like, they don't want you to.
They didn't want us to have a Cactus Jack.
No.
And now they don't want us to have a crispy McBacon.
So you also, in more McDonald's updates, you sent me a great text the other day that all of the J Balvin merch, unlike Travis Scott's, of which I have several pieces, has been cancelled.
Yeah, so Travis Scott, his McDonald's meal was so successful that he was able to make
there's like over 160 items of merchandise, ranging from like
T-shirts,
rugs,
and rugs, and like shoes, doormats,
yeah,
bags,
even an action figure which was worth $50,000.
That's sick. I mean, it's bizarre they didn't mass market the action figure.
I would have bought one for sure.
Yeah. And then J Balvin was announced as the next celebrity McDonald's meal guy.
And that's where it went wrong, if you ask me.
I tell you what, I think it could have worked if someone talked him out of taking the pickles off the Big Mac.
I reckon if he workshopped his order. It was so shit compared to Travis Scott's.
Big Mac without pickles, fries, and an Oreo.
See, Travis's is great because to the mere outsider, it looks pretty regular. But it's the perfect analogy, actually, for Travis Scott's music. It's pretty average. But it's slight tweaks.
Slight little improvements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it had enough character to make it different. Like the Sprite, the extra ice.
It was just the ad. Everything about it was just...
The barbecue sauce. He changed every item. And then I was like, well, this is what Travis wants. To me, it just strikes me J Balvin's like, oh, what are you getting? Yeah, I'll have that too. Like, and you don't like those people.
But also, I don't like pickles. Take those off.
Yeah, and you don't like that. And then also, I don't like drinks. So get me... Wait, a McFlurry. And then I'm like, well... Are you going to eat that now? Because it's going to melt by the time you eat that hamburger.
And also, I want to have a drink as well.
Yeah. And also, I'm thirsty. Yeah. Like, I'm concerned about how... Unless he eats Napoleon style. For what I'm led to believe, Napoleon used to eat entree. And for our American listeners, first of all, you're so dumb that it's not called a starter, an appetizer. It's called an entree.
Yep.
And then he would eat a main, which you call an entree, and dessert at the same time. So
is
maybe
like the metric dining system?
Yes, like how the kilometer the kilometer king, they used to call him. But I imagine maybe, and maybe I'm giving J Balvin the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I need to start doing that more to J Balvin. Maybe he went for the Napoleonic approach. Scoop a McFlurry, bite of Big Mac.
Oh, yeah.
A fry.
Sure. Have all
you know,
all
like go around in a system. Am I crazy?
Actually, there were pictures of him like drinking
the McFlurry,
pretending that his straw was like putting a chip was a straw.
Very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, has he eaten McDonald's before? Do you think?
I don't know. Maybe they.
Do you think that he didn't understand what a fry is? And
well, what I do know is they had a bunch of merch planned and they had to cancel all of it, so he didn't get.
Didn't really give a great reason either. They said manufacturing problems, which tells me no one bought it.
No one ordered it.
You could see that they were going. Well, Travis Scott's doing numbers. They're on that third wave. He's got more waves of merch than there's been of COVID, and
he doesn't have the like cult like merch status that Travis Scott has anyway.
Yeah,
Travis Scott already sells so much stuff through his store.
Yeah, well, we had the Tenet t-shirts, we had
much shit. So I mean, you would think that like McDonald's exciting.
I told you they should have gone for Billie Eilish. That would have been the next no-brainer.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, you would have thought that the J Balvin McDonald's merch message would be the most exciting McDonald's message either of us received this week. But man, this week. So let me run through my messages to Angus.
Strictly business.
On Monday,
yeah.
I get
this is the
Domino's, a screenshot of the Domino's. So let's just put this out here. Angus, we know Angus is on the Domino's mailing list.
Yeah, they text me.
You get added just because you get them.
No, I opted in.
You opted in. Yeah, okay, sure.
It's one of the rare times I've opted in.
So Domino's is rethinking chicken. Three amazing chicken pizzas. And then Angus sent me that with the caption, John Wick voice. Yeah, I'm rethinking, I'm back.
That's good, wasn't it?
It was very good. So that was Monday.
And they got a secret menu. That was the other message,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You sent me that.
That was earlier.
Domino's have a secret menu and then just the caption, fuck.
So on the app, there's like a secret menu area now.
And it's like, isn't it like kind of a mission to get to?
Yeah, you can get like buffalo wings, you know, classic Domino's.
Yeah.
True. Well, they're probably available in the States, but they do like buffalo dipping sauce now.
So then yesterday, Wednesday morning, 8:37 a.m.
Driving to work for the first time.
Angus sends me, McDonald's does onion rings now. And I get the notification that it was sent with Siri.
I was driving. I
love that you're driving. You're like, this can't wait till I
park.
Seriously,
I'm listening to a podcast or something. And I'm like, hey Siri, send Andrew Levins a message. Because I saw a billboard. I drove straight onto it. It's just like, we do onion rings now. And I'm like,
respect to Siri for spelling McDonald's right with the correct.
Of course, come on. Like, only respect to my
enormous capitalist franchise.
McDonald's rules. I love McDonald's.
Then a couple hours later, again, the caption, fuck. a screenshot of the official McDonald's Australia mailing list.
Another one that I haven't opted out of, but another one I did opt in for.
And it's try our new Aussie range.
Jeez.
Introducing our new Aussie range, the Aussie Angus, the crispy barbecue McOz.
So when I saw the words crispy Merc, I started like pre-coming. So, and then wait, I realized.
But that means you can get the crispy bacon on it. Oh no, it's, what is it? Crispy like onion things?
Yeah, it's like deep fried onions, right. Chopped, I think.
And then onion rings.
Chopped and screwed.
Onion rings are not even remotely Australian. That's so funny. That
yeah, I know. They're such an American thing.
Yeah.
I learned about them via The Simpsons when Homer proposed to
Marge. I think it's because at Outback Steakhouse in America, which is an Australian-themed
not made by an Australian.
Yeah. You can get a bloomin' onion.
Yeah. I've never had one.
They're fucking awesome. They cut it up. It's like a deep fried onion in hot, and then you pick apart the segments as opposed to onion rings.
Do you think that's what Tony Abbott thought he was doing when he took that bite?
I think that guy just liked eating fucking raw.
Did you hear Noon's Tony Abbott story at my birthday?
No.
So he used to be like the education minister at one point.
Noon or Tony Abbott?
Noon, no. But I mean, I'm just imagining the Australian like education system under his rule. Tony Abbott was, and Noon did drama, and Tony Abbott had to come and like was doing the rounds and looking at students' works or something at his school and picked up his drama book and was reading it, but it was upside down and Noon didn't tell him it was. That's the story.
That's great.
I just think that's great. Just two future Australian prime ministers meeting. You know what I mean? Just imagine if you could go back and tell them.
Noon 2033 or whatever.
I will be attending the inauguration for all of those who are asking.
Will New Radicals be playing?
I don't want to talk again about Trump, but it is kind of like, it kind of rocks it. He's like, yeah, I'm not going. Like, that's so rude. I think that's like quite funny.
And
just like,
and his send off song,
I'm out of here.
His farewell song was YMCA.
Like, everything is so funny. Just the fact he didn't go and is like, yeah, I'm out of there. Because like every other like alive Republican president went and they hate him. Remember like recently George W. Bush, you know, wrote that open letter being like, this is not American. Like what this man is doing. Just hated. It's so funny. Just like, yeah, I'm a split piece and just leave.
I'm out.
I think that's like so funny.
Who do you reckon, which marriage do you think gets announced as over first? Kim and Kanye or Melania and Donald?
I think it's Melania and Donald's.
Yeah, for her sake.
Yeah, for her sake. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think Kim and Kanye are splitting.
Okay.
It's that people have been saying that since they've been married.
What if Kanye starts dating Melania?
Or Donald Trump? We do know that they...
Oh, true.
Maybe they'll be buddies if they both get divorced and can console each other. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a good sitcom waiting to happen.
So we've wasted enough time. Let's talk about WandaVision.
No, this is great. This is why I do it.
Yeah, I know. I want to get WandaVision out of the way.
I'm kind of bummed that big properties are back.
Yes. How do you feel like that? Because it felt very strange putting on Disney Plus, getting to WandaVision, and then seeing that like...
They're not so great, but very famous.
Yeah, like opening MCU.
Pages of scripts.
Well, I liked it when it was just pages of scripts. I hate
that. No, I liked it when it was pages of comics.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But now
it's like scripts,
pages
like
of scripts cap. And shots from movies.
Yeah, yeah, that's stupid. You're right.
I really don't like that. But then I remember Kevin Feige trying to justify it. He's like, oh yeah, Marvel's bigger than comics now. And this sums up its whole division.
But like, I guess it is like a reminder of that those characters are going to be in this movie to people that aren't familiar with them, I guess. But yeah, the like tableaus of all the bits from other movies I hate.
Yeah, I'm like, I know who Rocket Raccoon is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is he going to be in WandaVision?
Doubt it.
Maybe. How did you feel seeing that again, though, for the first time in over
this was
a year?
The day after Strong Zero and after I had a crispy McBacon, so I was quite relaxed. So I was just, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, yeah, it's no surprises.
The actual show itself or the
opening? I mean, yeah. I would have been more surprised if it didn't open.
Because, I mean, what's funny is that what followed was like... You know, while not especially groundbreaking, it was nothing like we've seen in the MCU before. And I was expecting...
What was?
WandaVision itself.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to come out the bat and go, it's so good. I'm so glad this is how they're starting phase four.
I couldn't believe that... because I knew it was going to have like sitcom-y tropes. I knew that like, you know, each episode was going to be in different eras. But I thought that they would go like maybe 50% sitcom, 50% like... Oh, there's something going on here.
No, it's like two episodes in and no one really knows what's happening, which I'm like, we get like so tight for
tiny
MCU.
Tiny glimpses of like something weird being moments. Fucking weird.
I'm loving it. And for the first time, we're actually seeing how good Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen are in MCU because they're being quite drab actors in the MCU.
No,
not
totally.
Outside, they've been great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, well, these guys are really good actors, but if you've only watched the MCU, you would have forgotten. Like, the comedic timing is so good. I was, like, not bummed, but I was like, oh, I wish it was this series every week. Yeah. Like, I want to see if his boss comes to dinner again. Like, I was
the
so...
The boss MVP of that. So I love good. The boss. Who is that?
He was in Fargo Season 3. He was the movie producer that the stepdad sold the script to.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? The sci-fi guy but he's a guy who's in a bunch of stuff. Like, I swear he's in like...
He was terrific in it.
I think he's in a Wes Anderson movie. I think he might be in Life Aquatic.
Right.
He might be someone who funds them. Or...
Oh, yeah. I didn't place him. I knew he'd seen him.
He's in a bunch of stuff like that.
He was awesome in it, though.
So good. That episode... Both episodes are so good.
The first one in particular, though, I just thought was just like...
I loved it. I was like, man, I'm so glad Marvel are doing something different. Like, it's such a great way. And I know this was going to be the fourth thing of Phase 4 at one point when, like, COVID wasn't around.
Oh, yeah. So we would have gotten...
It would have went Black Widow, Eternals...
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And then this. But the fact that now this is the first, like, thing big... This is what's kicking off Phase 4. I'm like, this is tight. It's just, like, very strange.
And, like, you can see there's so many people who only watch superhero movies and nothing else that are like, fuck is this? Especially people that... aren't American, because at least American people like at least have an
I Love Lucy and
and Bewitched especially because the first one is absolutely 50s I Love Lucy and the second one has the
Bewitched has like a similar intro. Clothing as and the animated intro
I remember
I love when he ate the gum and you just saw he's in it says,
yeah
like,
that was
Cox.
Great
just so stupid and so good,
so funny like and so dumb like I don't
Paul
know
Benny-
Oh, yeah. Paul Bettany's so funny.
I couldn't believe that like the second episode was just another pure sitcom.
Yep, and just him being like equivalent of drunk, a drunk robot, and them just and him ruining all the doing real magic.
But also like a sitcom drunk robot. So even if his acting was shit as drunk, which it was fine, whatever, that didn't matter because he was being sitcom.
It was so
drunk.
Good. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on, which is great.
Yeah, so I mean...
Like there's theories and you can figure out there's clues. There's like, you know, the sword logo.
The ad break.
The ad break, which was the Hydra one. And then there was
was it an answering machine or something like that? A phone?
Yeah, with the blinking light, which is like the Stark bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's all these things. It's obviously on her mind. It's interesting because my least favorite movie is Age of Ultron.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like tying into that, but making that retroactively more...
Well, Age of Ultron is... introduces both these characters.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like
and like Vision's when Vision's made when after Thor goes to the day spa and then flies back and hits that robot body that was getting built in Hong Kong with his hammer and while lightning strikes and turns him into Vision.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Man, I've only seen Age of Ultron once.
It's so bad. Yeah. I hate that movie.
It's such a bad one. That movie created Hey Fam.
Yeah,
you and me were texting after it, and I was like, "We should record this."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, without Hey Fam, I was thinking today a lot of things
without
would have happened.
Without Age of Ultron or without Hey Fam?
No, well, without Age of Ultron, I guess. I was like, yeah, I really like... Hey Fam's really, like, provided a lot to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I was like, I yeah, it's great.
I could take or leave it.
Yeah, I know. You've got, like, a family and stuff.
I'm only doing this for you.
Yeah, I've got a few, like, Grogu's. Other than that, it's... I've got two lightsabers.
But, yeah, I really thought that they would lean way harder with like, oh, there's a mysterious setup and like
cut to the someone watching. Or
what do we have in the first episode? But the only thing we had was like,
well, someone on a monitor at the end watching, and then the film stock changed, and you're like, oh, okay.
And the doctor, when the boss chokes,
and the lady staring at the camera, being like, stop, like stop it, stop repeating, stop. Yeah, that was like eerie and great.
It's so funny that it's the fucking mum from that 70s show as well. Yeah,
she was great.
Kitty or something. Yeah.
Yeah, she was so good.
Just
the lobster on the door. Like, it had so many great bits.
It's really well edited too.
Yeah, like, it's so well made.
And you can tell how much love has gone into like the theme song.
I think it's great. It's these two characters too, because they are like, I like these characters a lot. But in the MCU, they're quite like low tier characters. I don't think they've gotten the justice the actors or the characters deserved. And I'm like so glad that they're like front and center. And like now in one of my favorite MCU properties.
Yeah.
I know that's like very Levin's Avengers game of me.
Everyone, spend $60 on the rest of WandaVision.
Yeah, but I'm just already like, man, this is a breath of fresh air. Especially last year, I was like very, I'm fine we're not getting a Marvel movie for a while. Remember, I was like, I'm kind of
a bit,
I'm just like, thank fuck. Like when Marvel hits it out of the park, they really hit it out of the park.
And I know that like Black Widow, like I just know that that movie is going to be underwhelming to me.
Yep.
I'd be very happily surprised if it isn't, but I'm not expecting that to be one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'd love to be surprised by that.
Just the fact that it's, you know, it reminds me so much of Solo. You know, it's a
yep. movie. It's a problem with prequels. You know what's going to happen
with a character that I know is dead.
The stakes are like
I couldn't care. I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah. Though in the world of MCU, a lot of people come back to life.
That's true.
I have a feeling we'll see that with Vision, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, so don't have to get too into it. Have you got a theory of like...
So I have a theory. I think there's like... She's pregnant now.
Yeah.
So is she like maybe being tortured somewhere or being held captive somewhere? Something to do with... I mean, Vision died in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
She got Vision's remains and is like coping by... She really like... hooked up to him or something, and that someone's trying to make like this uber bad child or something using them, and she's doing this as like a coping mechanism, and other people are trying to help, and it's being monitored. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she's being held against her will. I think this is something that she's created because she seems to be in control of it.
Yeah.
Or
like because the neighbor's obviously a sword agent or someone or a witch or someone who's like poking in always like monitoring. I'm just like, it's very Truman Show in the sense where a lot of people are checking in on them, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know that there are a few MCU cast members that are showing up.
Yeah, Randall Park had a voice in.
So he's the one going Wanda.
Yeah, and he was in Ant-Man.
He's the FBI agent.
Yeah, in Ant-Man Wasp.
Who doesn't understand magic.
Yeah,
he's
great. I think he's great.
And then Kat Dennings is showing up too. She's in the trailer.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's funny that they have like two comedic actors. And then
I guess it suits the show.
Yeah, for sure. And then I really loved Catherine Hahn.
She's so good. I love Catherine Hahn.
It's not her first Marvel role. She was Dr. Octopus in Enter the Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember?
The first MCU role.
Yeah, for sure. But I rewatched that today because I needed to send reference notes for a new character in Enter the Nelsonverse.
Oh, wow.
Black
Nelson?
Yeah,
Black
Nelson.
Sick.
Nelson Morales.
Yeah.
But I rewatched all of her scenes from Spider-Verse, and she's so fucking good.
Is she a reference character?
Yeah, for the villain in the next Nelson.
What's it? Professor Spider Legs. Professor.
No, it's like she becomes Nelson's new relief teacher, but she's like Tony Stark kind of.
Hell yeah.
But I wanted her to look a bit like her model in
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that bit with it. The realization that she's Spider.
Dr. Octopus.
Oh, so she's Dr. Octopus is so great.
Yeah.
It's like, no, my friends call me Liv. My enemies call me Dr. Octopus.
So good.
Yeah, great shit. But I thought Catherine Hahn was amazing in it, and especially the chemistry between her and
the jokes about her husband constantly, Wanda. Who's never there.
Yeah, totally.
Just like, you can make my husband disappear. Like, or if you yelled out beer, he would be just all those like dumb jokes. I was like, man, this is great.
So there's a lot of theories as to like, oh, like that's this comic book character. That's actually like some character from Scarlet Witch comics, and her husband is actually Mephisto the devil.
Right.
And so like that's
Mephisto who did that great plot point where rebooted Spider-Man for a few years. Yeah,
everyone loves.
Yeah.
One fine day. The Michelle Pfeiffer and George Clooney movie.
Yeah. I wish it was that.
With the kid, Alex D. Linz, who was the Home Alone kid.
Yeah, that's right. Home we Alone did 3. Learn that recently.
But I think, I don't know, I just don't think MCU will go for something so convoluted and like introducing way
of
too many
I
characters.
Of course I remember Iron Man 3 where they're just like Mandarin and then it's like, oh, it's an like they take ideas and then ground it.
Yep, totally. Do you think she's actually pregnant?
I don't know.
Because I mean, a lot of people are hoping that this is going to be how you usher in the young Avengers.
Who's a kid?
So she, one of her kids is the fucking magic one, Wiccan.
Oh, yeah.
And then he also has...
I don't know. It seems very quick for someone to have children.
Yeah, but her baby daddy is a robot man.
Yeah. I don't know.
If he can just upload a child into her.
Yeah, he's dead though. Is he there? I don't know if he's there.
I
don't know what's going on.
Neither. And like, so we last saw S.W.O.R.D. That's at the end of...
Far From Home.
Far From Home, where Ben Mendo...
Him and, Nick Talos. Fury. Yeah.
Talos and Nick Fury. Yeah. A chillin'.
And they're going to be the leads in Secret Invasion.
Yeah. So I guess this might weigh into that somehow.
Well, apparently this has repercussions that will ripple in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Spider-Man 3.
I wonder if this means we'll see like Doctor Strange show up. That could be cool.
Yeah. I'm so into it. I'm just like, hell yeah, this is sick. What I wanted is my first like return to MCU.
It would be so sick to have those actors show up. Like, there's no way it wouldn't have leaked by now if they has. Although fucking Luke Skywalker.
Disney Plus is pretty good at keeping secrets.
And if they are like letting little tidbits like Kat Dennings and like,
yeah, who knows what else they're sitting on.
Like, imagine, that would be cool if they're almost like releasing them as so people stop sniffing around. Yeah. But like, imagine if, like Benedict Cumberbatch showed up as a sitcom character.
Totally.
You know, that could be so much fun.
Yeah. Tom Holland is like a teenager next door or something.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I hope they're able to wrangle that. But if this is like,
Edward Norton as...
If this is the quality that we can, like, that is like the benchmark for what these shows are going to be like on Disney+.
Dude, Mandalorian and this, I'm just like, cool. COVID, take your time. Yeah. This thing's fine.
I loved the stupid, because the second episode was absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Doing it for the children. So they kept saying for the children as well. So totally. I'm like, the pregnancy. I'm just like, that was another line that kept getting said a lot for no reason.
Yeah.
I love the neighborhood watch.
Yes, totally.
And just them like.
A lot of familiar faces in that cast too.
Yeah.
It's a great cast.
It's so good. I just want to watch a whole show set in that Eastwood. What's it called? I saw the realty sign.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm kind of hoping every character still stays in it when it jumps through time. Cause we got that, the Wizard of Oz esque transition at the end where everything is color now.
Yeah. So there was a comic book run a few years ago.
Visions.
But yeah, the Visions? By Tom King. Yeah, it was the vision run.
Yeah.
But it was like, the Vision basically trying to have like a run of your mill suburban family. So he creates a wife and two children.
Yeah, this is obviously borrowing a lot from that. Like,
well, Kevin Feige was like, oh yeah, yeah, we saw the front cover to one of those issues and we thought, this could make a good series. So I don't think Kevin Feige ever read it. He just saw the cover
that
and was
rules.
Like, it's like,
I think that's
the Visions
fine.
On a letterbox. That's it. He was like, I haven't read it. Fuck you, Tom King. I haven't read your shit.
Yeah, talk to me when you make when you produce the highest grossing film of all time, Tom King.
And now maybe the highest signing up. Oh yeah, I don't think it'll be at Mandalorian. I don't think this will get the same Disney sign up numbers. But
no, I don't think so. It's impossible to compete with Grogu.
Did you see that there was news that Chris Evans had signed up for some TV, like some Disney Plus stuff for Cap, or some future MCU stuff for Cap? And then everyone was like talking about like and doing theories of what it could be. It's been like a whole day of everyone ruminating on it. And then Chris Evans just tweeted, news to me. And then a shrug. So, yeah.
But maybe
then he posted a picture of his dick.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Do you reckon he calls his dick Winter Soldier?
When it's cold.
When it's hot, Falcon.
Yeah, when it's hot, it's...
When it's in the air, Falcon.
When it's hot, it's America's dick.
Perfect. Yeah, so I guess we've done the 50s sitcom, 60s sitcom. I couldn't even name a 70s sitcom, but we are going to be in Technicolor now.
70s sitcom. No, that's the 60s.
But like into the 70s.
70s sitcom would be like...
Perfect Strangers? Is that
no, 80s? That was 80s, 90s. When was Mork and Mindy or Happy Days was 70s?
Or right, but set in the 50s. It's too confusing.
Set in the 50s, yeah. I don't know.
Fuck the Happy Whatever. Days is so funny. Did you ever like watch Happy Days?
Or heaps, really? Yeah. I watch it every day after school.
That's so great.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I never liked it very much.
Didn't like it?
I love the Weezer film clip.
Does oh, yeah. One, two, three, four, happy days.
Yeah, it's a good... yeah, so 70s sitcoms. Good times, happy days.
Yeah.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, Welcome Back, Cotter.
The Brady Bunch is in there. The Jeffersons, The Good Life, All in the Family. There's so many, like, black sitcoms with, like, hilarious names. Like, What's Happening?
I like that.
The Partridge Family, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mork and Mindy, Soap.
I thought Mork and Mindy, yeah, there you go.
Different Strokes, Get Smart, Three's Company, The Odd Couple.
Hell yeah.
There's a bunch of British shit in here too.
I'm getting smart.
That would be great if the next one was just British. Just a British sitcom.
Yeah, like Are You Being Served?
Bless This House, George and Mildred. Fawlty Towers. Yeah, do all the British ones.
Don't mention the Infinity War. That's great. That is great.
Don't mention the Sokovians.
Yeah. Don't mention the Sokovian Accords.
What did you think of the length of the show? Like,
perfect.
How like half of the running time is credits.
Oh, that's the same with Mandalorian, but at least Mando goes for like 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You look at the episode and you take 8 minutes
it's
off that.
It's weird that they put every single voice actor for every single region into that.
Yeah. I guess there's no real easy way to discern where someone's watching it from or.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. Is there? Surely there is. Like,
I don't know. Tech heads, reach out. Is there a way to, I guess then what that means is. They have to put up like
yeah, it's more
different work. Versions for different world, and then they can't combine streaming numbers. Like it's easy. I don't know.
My kids will watch like there's a bunch of like a nursery rhyme shit. So Tilly will want to watch like a 90-second Disney.
And then
Plus.
She gets 6 minutes of credits. It,
honestly, dude, it's like 6 minutes long of Chris credits.
Yeah, that is bad.
No music, just like white text on black, and before it says next episode, there's no skip.
Yeah, that's super bad.
Credits. Actually, yeah, Disney Plus is like the only one that doesn't automatically skip the credits.
Yeah, maybe they respect actors.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No one else. Just
no, Netflix doesn't.
Yeah, WandaVision, I'm into it. It's going to be fun talking about each episode as it comes out.
Do you know why they call it WandaVision?
Why is that?
Because it makes you wonder why they let a vision like Paul Bettany get away with not being in the last few Marvel movies.
Beautiful. It's crazy that
Elizabeth Olsen's so good in it.
They're both so
yeah,
great.
They're both so
it's
good.
It's so good just watching, seeing them, even though it's like a fake happy, just seeing those guys be happy for once because yeah. I feel like they've always been so dreary.
Yeah, especially, they're both so dreary in the movies.
Elizabeth Olsen especially though.
And I feel for her because she's such a good actor and then seeing her like just be sad in the Marvel movies has been a bummer and it's just so good seeing her have fun. She's a leading lady. Let her be one.
It was crazy having this be our return to the MCU after having Wonder Woman 1984 be our return to the DCEU.
DCU just, it's gone to the point now where there's like almost a level of me feeling very sorry for them. Like it is absurd how much they've dropped the ball.
How did you feel this week when,
when Daddy,
Daddy Snyder, confirmed that, for, I don't know.
What, on Vero, the social media, which probably Donald Trump will start using now that Parler's been taken down and he's been pulled
him
off
Kanye
everything.
Him, Kanye, Zack Snyder.
Yeah, get
I
me on there.
You, that's my prediction for the end of the year. There'll be a photo of the three of them together.
Yeah, I'll be using it.
but he confirmed that, or maybe corrected, that then it's no longer going to be a four-hour-long episodes of the Snyder Cut. It's going to be a four-hour-long movie.
It's absurd.
Fucking shoot me in the head, dude.
It's absurd.
It's so stupid.
It's so self-indulgent. It's
I
so
guess like
funny.
This is literally his fucking moment to be self-indulgent. Like,
can you imagine the discourse as soon as this movie comes out?
Yeah, it's gonna be like fucking.
It's gonna be a fucking garbage fire.
Cyberpunk. 20. What's?
Oh, I got my money back. Oh yeah,
2077.
Yeah.
Did you tell her the pod? Did I make a joke about that being your video game of the year? Not playing it, getting your refund for it.
Did we what?
Don't worry.
Did you say that on the podcast?
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can't remember.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know you said it to me, but I think afterwards you said, oh shit, I forgot to say that.
Oh, good.
We don't script it though.
No. We only script PayFam.
That's written. I mean, it's people of color write it for us. We've got a really good writer's room.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really diverse writer's room.
Yeah. We don't write it.
All your Patreon money is going to that.
Yeah. We hire young. We're like at open mics all the time. Just getting people aboard, and we're come here, right, for the pay fam.
Then, and I was like, oh, can you make this joke a bit wider?
Yeah. I was like, I actually don't know what Ramadan is. You're going to have to.
Can you write this joke from a more of a male perspective?
I'm kind of looking for a guy who has at least 5 Force Effects lightsabers in his house and upwards of 400 Funko Pops.
How many? Actually, we haven't confirmed that. How many lightsabers do you have?
2.
Okay.
One light, one dark, just like my 2 wolves that live inside of me.
The 2 lightsabers that live inside of you.
Yeah. One's Anakin's lightsaber, one's Kylo Ren's.
Gun to your head, I say, Angus, you have to fuck one of the lightsabers. Which one are you choosing?
Look, the Anakin Luke one. It's those things that stick out the side of Kylo's. It's going to make me feel a little...
I'm not saying you don't have to put that part in.
And I'm just like, I want the whole lightsaber in my ass, and those things are going to prevent it. What about you?
Whichever one I'll just take whatever which one you don't want. That's fine.
Yoda's would be fun. What's got a little green one?
What's the purple one?
Mace Windu.
I'll do that one. Purple.
Yeah, that's nice. Ray has yellow. That'd be interesting.
Do you reckon if you open your mouth, you'll see the light?
Yeah.
Like come out of your
Yeah. That'd be nice. I've always wanted to bite a lightsaber while it's on. That's like, I know they're not real.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I'm just like, I wonder what it would melt your teeth.
Yeah, it'd be cool if someone could invent.
Are they hot? Like, I wonder if you get near it, is it hot or yeah?
It would be great. Imagine like someone like having a YouTube channel of just him cutting stuff with a lightsaber, melting things with a lightsaber.
Or doing one of those ASMR cooking on a rock channels, but it's cooking on a lightsaber on a rock.
And it's just like food just disintegrating.
It's always just like steaks with butter, isn't it? And they just cook it on rocks.
Yeah.
It's such a funny like subset of TikTok or YouTube.
Fuck, dude. My YouTube's algorithm is so fucked.
What are you copping at the moment?
Because I watch a little bit of cooking videos. I get... what's like the YouTube equivalent of fleets where it's like, or like TikTok, like YouTube's trying to do
like
TikTok.
Stories, Instagram stories.
Yeah, but it's like YouTube. And so people can make like vertical.
Yeah, I know. I watched Siren Boy. He did Joker off.
Vertical videos that just go to like to a feed of stories. And there's this one guy, I watched all of his videos today because I just got addicted to them. He's just some douchebag that cooks. And should I find one? He's like, you're going to love my wings. Oh, here we go. This is good. This is what's to be for healthy sea bass. Let's listen. His name is The Golden Balance.
Healthy food be busting sometimes, low-key. Wow, that's quite the plate there. Use your favorite piece of fish. I'm using some sea bass. Now season them wall-to-wall with some salt, pepper, and
paprika. Wall-to-wall.
Now we're going to drizzle in some olive oil. Now repeat the same exact process for some asparagus. And now we're going to drop in our sea bass. Now you want to get a sear on all corners. Go in with Mike Wazowski's arms. Drop them in the oven. Healthy food doesn't always mean that it's low calorie. It's all about the nutrients, baby. So some couscous, green bean, some chickpeas, shredded carrots, sliced clementines, olives, an avocado, some cucumbers, some fresh mint, fresh parsley, hefty pinch of salt, some of that mandarin nectar, a touch of apple cider vinegar, and a little bit of olive oil. Now we're going to give it a nice little twirl, but we need that. Go in with a nub of buff, a couple shallots, a squeeze of lemon. Glaze that pan, some lemon zest, and a lot more parsley. Go in with your pan sauce, a couple pieces of asparagus, your beautiful couscous salad. Now lay on your sea bass. Now you see that shaved cucumber? It just went from $10 to about $300 right there. And now we have final product. Now bismillah.
That does look like $10.
If I could do it, you can do it.
It looks like $10.
I just need to watch the beginning again. Just his opening.
Yeah.
His opening description.
He's sick.
Healthy food be bussing sometimes, low key.
Healthy food be bussing sometimes, low key.
That's so sick.
So every one of his videos, which is like pretty competent cooking videos, but it's always just saying like generic hood shit.
Yeah.
And then he refers to...
It really do be like food sometimes.
He calls asparagus Mike Wazowski's arms.
Yeah, I'd pick that up.
And then there was one other really funny thing. Oh, yeah, he goes, when he says put a knob of butter in, he calls throw in a knob of butter.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Get him on the pod.
Yeah. Anyway, there's like 10 videos. What's
Do you prefer called? Him or... Okay.
Well, I haven't watched any more of that guy's. I don't even remember who it was. But The Golden Balance, I've watched about 40 of his videos.
Really? You just went ham?
Well, they're all a minute long. It's kind of awesome to watch like cooking shit like that.
Yeah.
He has like, they're mostly wing recipes, and also it may tie into the fact that I'm not eating bad food.
What's his
moment.
Wing thing say? He's like, you gotta have these. You just said,
oh, yeah, we gotta get into
it. Yeah, get it. I wanna
do a wing video. This is my new favorite Hey Fam segment where I just find some random YouTube channel and play you. Everything.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing right now.
he did a tropical fruit review. I haven't watched that, but 7 minutes long is too long for me.
Too long for him, based from what you just said.
Okay, do we want to do mango habanero wings, garlic parmesan tenders?
Let's do that one. The garlic parmy tenders. I'm curious to see what he says.
These are absolutely insane. Let's make parmesan garlic chicken tenders. Start off by seasoning down your chicken cubes and going with a bunch of buttermilk.
Your internet's fucked up, dude.
No, it's not.
It is. Eric, it's his...
You want to marinate them 4 to 24 hours.
I think it's your phone, bro.
Maybe it is. I don't think this one is as funny anyway. Whatever. I moved to Miami. Vlog number one.
I don't play when it comes to chicken wings. Mango habanero. It's time to get spicy. Start on with a little butter. We're going to go in with a bunch of mangoes. Salt to release their moisture. Some red chili flakes. Garlic powder. Onion powder. Generous amount of honey. Some apple cider vinegar. A bunch of soy sauce.
I think it's the same as his last recipe.
We've been cooking these for about 15 minutes. To the mango mixture, add your habaneros and a couple ice cubes. It's gonna be silky smooth, baby. And for the ultimate crispiness, we're using some potato starch. Shout out to that boy, Nick. Going with the same seasoning as we did earlier.
Shout out to
Don't
that
forget
boy.
To season up your chicken wings. Drop the chicken wings in the starch, dust off all the excess, and now tease them into the oil. Now we fry them for about 5 minutes at 350 and pulled them out. We're gonna let them rest for a little bit, then go back in at 375 till they get nice and crispy. Get them lost in the sauce. And now we have final product.
Take a
dunk it in some blue cheese. Now, bismillah. And y'all already know.
y'all already know.
So he says mad. Something at the end that loops back to the beginning.
Oh.
Because that's what happens when you watch it in the story version. Yeah. I've watched a lot of those.
That was
a good time.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the World, the video game. A game that we both got copped on PS3.
Yes.
However many years ago. Like
10. It's the 10th anniversary.
Oh, right. Sweet. Yeah. And so, funnily enough,
11 years ago.
It was made and published by Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Which it definitely feels like an indie game.
Mm.
A brawler that takes most of its influence from Kunio-kun or River City Ransom. So, I went back and I played those games too.
Oh, wow.
Week. So after playing the first level, of Scott Pilgrim is like almost identical to Kunio-kun's first level. And like you even go into, there's like four different shops you can go into. These are games that were made for the NES.
Yeah.
They were originally only in Japan. Japan have like 12 different Kunio-kun games, and they're just the same character sprites playing like every sport you can think of. Like there's basketball, volleyball.
That rules.
And then there's ones where it's like a brawler, but it's like the character sprites, but they're just going through Japanese history.
That's sick.
There's so many of them.
Who needs textbooks or teachers?
There's a really good Double Dragon River City Ransom collection on Switch. And so it's all the Double Dragon games and all of the River City Ransom games from NES. And there's 15 games.
That's
Arc
heavy.
System Works put it out last year. It's really sick.
Yeah.
Have you played much of...
Yeah, I played a bit. Yeah.
Did you finish it? I never finished
it. Yeah,
I finished it. I could never beat Gideon.
I think I finished it, yeah.
It's such a great setup for a video game.
It's based off a video game.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean
it references video games more than anything almost.
And there's six different bosses, and then there's sub-bosses. You have to
beat great.
Knives' dad tracks you down.
Yeah, that's right.
There's an overworld
How
map.
How far are you
Mario
through?
3. I'm only on the second level.
Yeah.
Are you playing on the lowest difficulty?
I was playing the middle one.
It's pretty difficult.
It's hard. Yeah.
You get fucking
shit kicked out of you.
Yeah. And it's you don't unlock. You have like 10 moves that you can unlock, and it's really
yeah.
Difficult.
You have to level up to get them. Yeah. You only have one move.
Yeah, but it's fun, man. The soundtrack rules. The sprite work is
Santa
so gorgeous. Santa
Managuchi did the soundtrack. I've popped my not popped, but I'm pretending to be a virgin again and playing a From Software game.
Oh, wow.
I'm playing Demon's Souls. I'm a couple hours in.
That's sick. I had to stop just before the school holiday. So I'm only 2 hours in or whatever. Made it through the first area.
Yeah. Beat the boss and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's I'm getting the, I think maybe playing Hollow Knight and stuff made me, because remember I played Bloodborne and was oh, this is too much with the backtracking. I found it too hard and too overwhelming. But then playing some like Metroidvania games, I was like, okay, the going back, the backtracking, that sense you get when you go like, oh, I do this now.
And getting more powerful things.
Yeah, I'm like vibing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously my favorite kind of game is a Metroidvania game. And so every single person, every time I play like and rave about some like, you know, brutally hard Metroidvania, they're like, you know that like the From games are just this, but in 3D, you should definitely give them a shot. But yeah, it's good. I really want to, I think I would enjoy Bloodborne more. I don't love the weapon and like the slowness of the swing time of your weapon in this, but I still like, you know, it's just, I need to get used to it.
Yeah. No, I'm vibing on it.
Yeah.
Things I never thought I'd say.
It looks sick. I mean, we are in that weird period where it's like, oh, I have this new console and there are shitloads of games.
Why I did it. I was like, I just want to play a PS. It's the only exclusive game.
Yeah. I mean, we are getting, oh, I guess it's not exclusive. There are PS5 versions of the Hitman 3 game coming out tomorrow. Yeah.
It's getting good reviews. I've never played a Hitman game though.
I think I'm good. I think I've got way too many on the back burner before I get into it. Little Nightmares 2 is coming out. I played the first Little Nightmares game this week.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a you know, like Inside and what was the first one? Limbo.
Yeah.
Where you're just like some kid walking through a horrific world and you can't do anything about it except like just like slowly walk and die. So it's one of those games. But this one's pretty cool. You have to escape you're a kid who has to escape from a town that cooks and eats children.
Oof.
And so like, you have to escape like a boat, and then you escape, you're in like the kitchen.
Looks very Tim Burton.
Then you're in the restaurant. Yeah, it's very Henry Selick kind of style animation, but it really feels like there's like Junji Ito moments, or even like Spirited Away when like the parents turn into pigs kind of moments to the game. Yeah, it was a really fun really fun experience. Okay not what I expected. But the sequel to that, it's really annoying. It's like a pretty smallish game and it's coming out, I think, next month on like Switch, PS4 and Xbox One. But then the versions for new gen are like coming later in the year.
That's shitty. Weird.
I don't like that. Just
I don't like it either.
Prioritize the new gen.
Yeah. Sorry. Is it because they made promises? Or?
Well, yeah, I guess they were developing it for that originally. But like, I don't know. I feel like they should delay games.
For which game?
Like Little Nightmares.
Yeah, that's so weird that the PS4 version is coming out until...
PS5, yeah.
That'll confuse people.
Cyberpunk, they announced, is coming out in like fucking... Was it... Did they give it a date? Like October or...
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
This is it.
I'm done with it. It was like not even a great game.
I think like if you play it on the right thing that... I mean, it's even still...
Well, even then, like, have you seen... Oh, who was that person that released a great video this week? That like 44-minute essay?
That guy...
Just the visual. He always does like a video Crobat, once every... few years.
He does great compilations of like...
It's really so worth watching. I was supposed to go to bed the other night and started watching it on my phone and watched the whole thing in bed. But it's just like, you know, CD Projekt Red being like, every decision you make in the game is going to affect. There's no two playthroughs the same. And then like the reality is, no matter what mode you pick after the first 20 minutes, it's the identical game.
Right.
And they're just like, none of that's real. Like just all the empty promises. And they're like, you know, this city is fully explorable. You can go in every build. You can't. And just the promise, it's juxtaposed. I mean, you know, it's all about the editing, but they're constantly juxtaposing these NPCs have full day and night cycle, which they'll just get along with their lives. They don't. Like, they just walk around in circles.
My favorite is the compilation of all the NPCs in doing T-pose for no reason.
It's so haunting. Weird. It's so but great. It's seriously worth watching that video. And it's...
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't want to play anything by... Like, I'm just... The damage is done for me with that game.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
it
sucks
though. Like, there's definitely like some developers that work.
I feel bad for the devs for sure, like, who were crunched and stuff. It's just, you know, that the consumers were lied to.
The corpos, bro. You can even be a corpo in this game, but you should not be a corpo in real life.
Damn it, do be like,
you fucked it, same. Man. Sarah, you need to shut the fuck up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I should put that on silent, but you know, she's third mic.
We are gonna wrap up HeyFam for now, but we're gonna continue this conversation into PayFam, because every week we do 2 hours of HeyFam. One's called HeyFam, the other's called PayFam. You have to pay $5 a month to access it over at patreon.com/HeyFam. This week on PayFam, we are gonna be talking about the biggest selling games of 2020. I'm gonna make Angus guess the top 10. How many is he gonna get? 4, I reckon.
Okay.
Then I have some really exciting news.
Do you?
Archie today.
Yeah.
Watched a movie with me.
Wow.
And I'll talk you through that, what that experience was. Angus is going to have to try and guess the movie. Just a lot of guessing.
I guess that's what PayFam is now.
Also, we always joke about how bad the new games they always put on the the NES.
Oh yeah.
What's it called? NES on Nintendo Switch Online.
Nintendo Switch Online. Just NES, a real easy name like that. Yeah.
So I actually went and played a bunch of them. Mm. And they are fucked. So I'm gonna tell you about some of the stupidest games. The new ones. They're maybe we should bring it up on yours.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't got my Switch here. It's someone's borrowing it.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
But I brought mine.
So you got a Nintendo.
I brought mine.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sick. How come?
Because I wanted to show you how stupid these fucking games are.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would have brought it up.
Also, I have an amazing. Obviously, you know, like I'm not very faithful to my loves, like in my pop culture loves, in terms of like, you know, your Star Wars to the day you die. Me,
that's right.
You know, I jump to a new thing every week.
Yeah.
The Irish animation. I watched the folklore trilogy of Wolfwalkers and Song of the
Potato
Sea.
Potato Man.
And The Potato Man.
And Bono's Edge. It's called
fucking The Book of Kells. I finished the trilogy.
Yeah.
And now I'm back on to another thing. And it's Japanese pop music off the back of that exhibition I went to. An amazing discovery to show you on PayFam tonight. So come and join and find out how Angus does games.
I'm guessing. Yeah, I've been pretty low key this week, so I'm glad you've got material.
I got your back.
I'm trying to think. This is
Angus's worst week of his life every year.
So. I've just been out for dinner a bit. That's all I can add.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I went to Yakitori Jin. It's good. Just some dinners.
Yeah, cool.
Mateo in Double Bay. That was nice.
Dinners are a good meal.
Yeah, and then I think on Sunday. What did McDonald's. I do Sunday?
Sunday you recovered. You made the Christmas.
Oh,
bacon.
I made my own dinner. Yeah, yeah. I was Ronald.
Own dinner by ordering a burger and putting different sauce on it.
I did. I felt like a girl boss. It's really good.
Come join us over at patreon.com/heyfam.
I got to pee.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.